Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome the Chief Operating Officer of Navy Beach, Franklin Ferguson. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm really excited. Food is my favorite topic in the entire world. And I always swore that I'd never be able to date anybody that either owned a restaurant or was a chef, because it wouldn't take me long to constantly eat and grow and not grow in the good way. But the reason we have you here today is that you folks are part and parcel of the Caribbean Charter Yacht Show in St. Thomas, USVI, in December. Tell us a little bit about Navy Beach. What is the history? Your first restaurant was in Montauk, New York, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So up here in Montauk, my partner, Frank Davis, found the place, and my wife and I, and he and his wife, Christina, put together the concept for Navy Beach to really just be global coastal cuisine, which is essentially pulling like the local produce, the local proteins and stuff from the ocean, and then applying global techniques towards those. And that's something we try to stick to no matter where we're going. But we opened up on Navy Road at a location that's been there since I think the early or the late 60s, the location has. And yeah, it's been going pretty well since then.
Well, and Navy Beach, there's a reason it's called Navy Beach, because that where your first location is you have Navy SEALs that come all the time, because that's where they spent a lot of time in that area.
The Navy inhabited the area, this area, during World War II, and I believe that they dredged where we were at on Port Royal. On Fort Palm Bay, and so then they used to actually refuel their subs. They used to test missiles there, the torpedoes and such. And so they had that area, and it was called Navy Road. And since we are on the beach, and my family was in the Navy as well, we thought that it should be, you know, appropriately applicable to call it Navy Beach.
So what took you from Montauk, New York to St. Thomas?
We had the opportunity to partner with IGY and their marinas, and they had a really great resource in terms of like food and beverage operating locations that were near the people that we service up here in New York, and it's in the off season for us up here. So it was just a good fit for us.
And what sets you apart there in St. Thomas? I mean, I've taken a look at the menus, and of course they are very similar, but there are some changes when you get to St. Thomas. Why is that?
Local cuisine, local produce, what we're able to get on the island. What you can get here in New York City or in the state is much easier than what you can get down there, and vice versa. There's some items down there that you can get, you know, papayas, you know, grow like, well, they literally grow on trees, but you can get them very readily down there, where it's a little bit more difficult up here. So we have to adjust, you know, and it's part of our concept anyways. To adjust to the local produce and to the local proteins. And so we do the same thing with the proteins too. You know, we have snapper down there. We don't have the snapper up here because snapper is not as readily available.
Well, I have been through the menus, and I have to say, I am in love with this restaurant. And for any of the viewers out there, if you haven't been to Navy Beach and you are planning on being in these areas, and you have three restaurants, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be opening up the fourth, which is a new concept called Isla, which will be at Yacht Haven Grand. We're opening up that this fall.
The menu is fabulous. I mean, some of course, the classics. We've got, you know, the seafood, of course. You've got ribs, which is very North American. Buttermilk fried chicken, which is something that is right on top of my list. A ribeye, Atlantic salmon as a Canadian. You give me Atlantic salmon all day long, every day. Absolutely amazing. And something that we discussed off air as well is that you've managed to make Brussels sprouts look pretty appetizing as well. So there's quite a few things that you have. Your menu is fabulous. And I would suggest people to go and check it out. Now, when it comes to the Caribbean Charter Yacht Show in St. Thomas, you folks are hosting quite a bit while it's ongoing, correct?
Correct. We're going to be doing that from both of our restaurants, from Isla as well as Navy Beach, yes.
And what type of events can people look forward to seeing?
We're still working on planning those, but it's anything from like a welcome gala to captain's dinners to, you know, trade pass events for some of the public. We're working on developing all of that exactly right now.
And how has business been since 2019 or 2020 when everything sort of shut down in the islands? Have you seen quite a significant decline? Are you looking forward to things sort of picking up? Are they picking up now?
Yes, it's been very sinusoidal. So we've seen a lot of dips over the last couple of years. You know, COVID really did shut us down real quick in March of, I believe it was 2020. And for all of our locations, and then, you know, did inhibit the Montauk location as well for a piece until New York started to start to open up once it was safe. Last season down in the islands, we did see there was some people there. Mostly it was charters. Well, obviously the cruise ships were stopped completely, but we're looking to, you know, the island is definitely asking, and the locals have been asking, and because my phone's going off and I'm getting emails saying, hey, when are you guys going to open back up? And people are looking for, you know, some place of normalcy, which, you know, we hope we can contribute to that.
So would you describe Navy Beach as family, as fine dining, as, you know, fine dining, but family? How would you describe sort of the ambiance?
You hit it right there. It's family fun dining. And, you know, we're not a fine dining restaurant, white tablecloth. You know, you are able to walk in with a tank top and board shorts and flip flops, and that's fine. But it is a family oriented restaurant. I have a family. My partner has a family, and we welcome families for sure. But you know, there's not a demographic that we don't hit, from, you know, the age of 4 all the way up to the age of 98. Well, or anybody else that's over that, that's fine.
As long as they can, you know, enjoy. That's the main thing. And the service, what type of service can people expect when they walk in?
Yeah, it's casual, but it's efficient service. We just want to give a really good product, which comes from our food and our beverage. And the style that we do a lot of family style meals, and that enables us to serve more people more efficiently with hotter food faster, rather than, you know, you say you go to a wedding and you have to pick a chicken steak or fish, right? And you do so like 3 months in advance. You have no idea what you're going to want that day. And then you sit down and you're like, oh, well, this person ordered, you know, the classic chicken cordon bleu, and I ordered the steak because I order the steak every time, and the person next to me ordered the fish. Now I'm going to totally regret this hockey puck that I now have to eat, where the chicken cordon bleu looks great, or vice versa. So we don't do that. We do more family style and more food stations, and it allows everybody to eat everything, and so that you're not picking one singular thing. Instead, you know, we're able to give you all of our offerings, which I think people really appreciate.
Tell us a little bit about your chefs and the type of training that they have.
Our chefs are from all over. Our chef here in Montauk is born in Puerto Rico, but lives in Ireland. His wife is Irish, and he has his family up there. We have a new chef for East locations from Mexico. We have a consulting chef that we've utilized that I've worked with for like the last 20 years from the city. And so, you know, we all contribute our different points of view towards cuisine. You know, my wife is not trained, but her father was a chef. He was French trained, but he's Italian. Her mother is, you know, loves Italian and is a stalwart for that, but is from Chile. You know, I'm not classically trained, but I've been in kitchens, and mostly French is my way. So we all have different avenues in which we look at things. And and to come together with a menu.
Well, you see that when you look at the menu, because it does follow a certain theme, but you can tell that there is different sort of influences within that theme. And it creates a very, very exciting menu, I have to admit.
Good. Thank you. I mean, we've had a lot of time to perfect it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'll be able to make it this year because, of course, certain countries are still looking a little bit red for the liking of air travel. But it is definitely on my spot after having gone through every menu of every restaurant you have. It is definitely on the top of my list for stopping and visiting and spending, you know, a couple of days eating.
Great.
Franklin, I really have to say thank you ever so much for your time. And I would love to have you back, perhaps a little bit closer to the event, so that we can find out exactly the things that you folks are planning on doing for the Caribbean Charter Yacht Show coming up December 9th at Yacht Haven Grand in St. Thomas, USVI. I think it's going to be a really exciting show, and the addition of Navy Beach, I think, is definitely an asset.
Excellent.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. This has been the COO, Franklin Ferguson of Navy Beach. All of the details for Navy Beach will be below this interview when it airs. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.